He went sometimes with it. Guy out there on the floor. We right back to them same people. Then he was coming. I'm saying, get up the front. Then they stop there were right. You understand? Then they stop. He said, he's coming anywhere this concerned me. He said to him, just, you hypocrite! You!
Right. She was the mother of harlots. Isn't that right? But you have to get on up yonder. You can't get from down there. You understand? You see what I mean? Now listen.
Listen at me. John. Yes. John. Yes. You understand?
Oh,
that's
not. Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. Listen at me now. Come out of my people!
Right.
I'm in trouble. What's that for? Is that you bring out the figure of her seed.
Right.
And receive of her flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Nobody's gonna stop me from crying! Come out of the Babylon, come out of this business! Your soul, and I'm justified in telling you that words you can understand too. You won't have to ponder about it. Now this first of it is good. Meet the women. And died in Washington. And time on. Hebrew 9. Understand? Say it so. Take the first church of the first congregation at the Senate. Do it. Listen at me. Say it. It's good. Only. Died in Washington, in time lost until the time of the resurrection. That is the same. You understand? That is the same. Everything that that congregation, that assembly, or that church, if you please, everything, and there was nobody in it to do. You were just justified.
Let's say this here, everyone. It's a natural, honest, physical.
See what I mean? It stood only in there. Meat and drink. Die with life. In carnal order. Until the time of the restoration. You understand? The sky of hell! Yet don't you think that I come to destroy the love of God? But I come to fulfill fear. And truth is truth now, very, very. Listen at me, that one shot or one shot.
All for this.
Tom said this, and so all, so, in Hebrews, you understand? That he come, sacrifices and burnt offerings when it was offered, I'm going to say. sacrifices eternal. Thou wouldst not, but a fire that thou prepared for me, and since that I, though I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God, he taketh away the first, day and night, establish the second. Is that right?
He's just every man full of them final ordinances.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's hidden or not to be shown.
Thank you. Then when you read it, you let it alone. Even as Messiah also loved the church, he gave himself for that he might sanctify and cleanse try to watch him, or to write a bad word, that he might present it unto himself, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be told
the man in
here.
But he said you shall know where when the man got the Holy Ghost. Now you see, that reason why I'm calling your attention to this is because you see that chapter is divided there. You got the first verse of the sixth chapter, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now as a rule, the devil, he talks like this, and now he has got the subject together about all of this. Now see, that's what he was thinking about. He's talking about it. But tell me, all right, read. Now listen to that. Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound?
God forbid.
How shall we, the
Jews,
that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Don't you know? So many of us, the Jews, that was baptized at John's water baptism was attended before he died.
Okay.
But they didn't baptize no Gentiles. John didn't baptize no Gentiles. Well, why didn't we baptize no Gentiles? Look here. All Jews that come out of Egypt was baptized in the cosmos. See, they was all Jews.
Right.
And if it wasn't, and he's fulfilling it. So then if he's going to fulfill it, then if there wasn't no Gentiles in that, there can't be none in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ.
Therefore,
had to be baptized before he died.
Right.
In order to be baptized into his death. Hey, are you listening?
Right.
We are preaching that Christ raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
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 Therefore,
we are buried with him.
We are buried with him.
About baptism
into death.
left like a fire. Praise God. From the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also could walk in the newness of life. You understand? Right. Now that's what Paul is saying. Now you're reading there, you're reading Romans. Now Romans are Gentiles, Bishop. You understand? Now Paul is not writing no way to no Rome.
Right.
See, he's writing it to the Jews that left at the Rome to preach the gospel to the Romans.
Right.
And the last one of them is this.
You understand? And
he's
telling them Jews that are
upset. As long as he's got to preach the gospel, don't you know, you Jews, as many of us, the Jews, as was baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death, therefore John had to bear him by baptism. Before he died, then all of us baptized into his death. But therefore, that we should rise to walk in the newness of life. In the life of the Jews. That's what tells me that. I tell we that are dead. Who is dead? You understand? That is dead. All of that. Because they offered him up, and they understand, accounting in his mind that God
was able to raise me from the dead, standing on the head in his feet. My soul comes.
And when I say everybody, I do mean everybody.
Everybody was circumcised by the circumcision of Messiah.
Right.
Everybody was baptized in the water by his baptism. Everybody! That's you too, even the unborn world. You understand? And you say that the church is the body of Christ. Is that what you say?
Right.
And if the church is the body of Christ, there's a physical body here, there's a physical body here. You understand? So you are certain body with a certain made of our hands. Wherein is Christ. You are also buried by baptism with him. Now, is that right?
Right.
And also you are risen with him. You understand what I'm talking about? He did all of the work. You understand? Just like God did all of the work, making all the necessary separations for Adam after he took him out of the ground, is that right? And put him in the Garden of Eden. The trees was in creation, is that right? He had something to eat, and is that right? You see what I'm talking about? Understand? God did all the work. He created everything and put everything there, is that right? We are created anew in Christ Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? But the hypocrite preachers, they can't see nothing spiritual. They can't see. That's a little pointed to the spirit. That's the reason why Dr. Harris said to you, all that might be known.
All that might be known of everything you want to know. It don't make no difference what it is you want to know.
All that may be known of God. Yes, sir. That's the
I am founder of King of Kings.
First of all, I know that you have enjoyed the true thinking.
So that you can see just one thing about their people. other than the way that you go about it. You either do it this way or else. Why they can't prove it is because, you see, they don't know how to go about it. You get it now? Mm-hmm. And Bishop Pike is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Get the point? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what the rest of them believe and thought. Now here I come. See? Now I'm against the whole entire thing. In other words, I have challenged the word. And I say this to you. And now some of you know this because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, believe it, I said know it. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know, see, that it's this way or none at all. There isn't anybody on earth with this argument. Mm-hmm. That's right. Living or dead. Now, I've tried my best to tell these folks what my mission is. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was sent in this clothing of this age, just like Noah was sent in the clothing of the Andalusians. You understand? And just like Messiah was sent back in the clothing of that, then the age is closing now, I was sent. Mm-hmm. Now here's my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here. Mm-hmm. You see? What Messiah and them have done. You understand? And what John on the Isle of Patmos is disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all that Moses and John and everybody else in between that table and done and proving it is so. Now that's what my job is. But it Yeah.